Welcome to Shomar Shor on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Linishma Hassan, Biyakar Sholem, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding at Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara with Aleph brings the opinion, the Ben Soyer Lo Yehoyo V'lo Yosid Lihiyos, meaning the case of Ben Soyer Moyer never happened in the world. So why do we have it in the Torah? D'roish V'kabel Schar, you dash it and you'll get a reward. So we'll post the question the way the Ben Yehoyodo says it. Says the Ben Yehoyodo, if so, you can write many different things that are not Shayach and Metzias, that will never happen, just Droish V'kabel Schar. Obviously, there's some point we want to get out of the Ben Soyer HaMoyer story. So what is it? There's one Mahalach that the Kli Yoker brings, and as the Ben Yehoyodo points out over here, Chazal and Sefer HaZoyer and Parshas Bullock indicate this idea. The Kli Yoker says, the pshat is, that there's a Musar Haskel over here that you learn from Ben Soyer HaMoyer. Because a Ben Soyer HaMoyer is a son. And one could say, Ben Soyer HaMoyer, how is it Shaykh that you'll have parents, a father and mother, that will go and cause their son to die? So says the Kli Yoker, this is a Musar Haskel to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael are called Bonim Lamokim. They're called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One may think, if so, probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't punish him so badly. Because we're children, we're Bonim. A Bain will not be punished. Comes this story, Ben Soyer HaMoyer, and shows that when it's needed, the father will punish his son. The father will cause the son to be executed. So the Bonim should not rely on that because they're children, because they're Bonim, they won't be punished. And the Ben Yehoyodo sends us to Chazal and Sefer HaZoyer, Parshas Bullock, Daf Kuf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. That it says over there that when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to write Ben Soyer HaMoyer, so Moshe Rabbeinu questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, well, there'll be any father who will do such thing to his son? So told him HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Droish V'kabel Schar. It says there, he told the Malach that he was writing the Torah. He says that Drosha is Ki Yeh Le'ish. What is Yeh Le'ish? Ben Soyer HaMoyer Le'ish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ben Soyer HaMoyer Do Yisrael. And the Chazal and Sefer HaZoyer go on to say that that's the whole parsha speaking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu punishing Am Yisrael. Says Mamish what the Kli Yoker says. The Ben Yehoyodo Le'il in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, he based on this explains what the Gemara says, that Ben Soyer HaMoyer should be only a boy and not a girl. So the Gemara says really should have been also a daughter. But it's Gzeres HaKos of Ben V'loy Bas. Says the Ben Yehoyodo, the Pshat is based on this Kli Yoker. Because he brings that Am Yisrael are called Bonim Lamokim. They're called the boys. But Umas Olam are called the Bonos. They're called daughters to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the whole idea of Ben Soyer HaMoyer is Torish V'kabel Schar, to come and darshan and give Am Yisrael Musar, to give them Schar so they will be afraid of the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is done only for Am Yisrael, not for Umas Olam, not for the Goyim. So that's why only Ben Soyer HaMoyer gets punished and not a daughter. Because the Ben is a sign, is a simen to Am Yisrael or Bonim that a Ben will be punished. But for the Umas Olam, we don't want to give them any signs. So therefore, Ben Soyer HaMoyer only applies to a Ben, not to a Bas. Interesting to point out, the Reb Tzadik HaKohen says that any Aveira that's written in the Torah is because somebody would do this Aveira sometime in history. And he explains, what about our Gemara that says, Lo Yehoyo V'lo Asid Liyois? Says, it wasn't the punishment. We never had Beis Din punishing a person from Am Yisrael with Ben Soyer HaMoyer. But the story of Ben Soyer HaMoyer, the Aveira of Ben Soyer HaMoyer, that did happen. And this connects beautifully to the Chasam Sofer. Because the Chasam Sofer, he asks, that what is the second Mandorma that says, the Rabbi Yonis that says, I sat on the caver of Ben Soyer HaMoyer. Are they arguing with Mitzias if there was a Ben Soyer HaMoyer or not? Says the Chasam Sofer, no. Rabbi Yonis also agrees there was never a Ben Soyer HaMoyer. But Rabbi Yonis is saying that there was a person who was a Ben Soyer HaMoyer, and then he was punished. He was punished in a different way, because Baruch Hu punished him in Shemayim. But he was a Ben Soyer HaMoyer. So it's not a Mechloikas and Mitzias. Rabbi Yonis also agrees that a Ben Soyer HaMoyer never happened in Beis Din. But he says the one that someone did that Aveira was set in his caver. According to Reb Tzadik, it comes out very gishmak, because that's what the first man normal also agrees. There was never a machlekes to begin with. They both agree that Beis Din never did it, and both agree that there was a Ben Soyer HaMoyer in Mitzias. And Rabbi Yonis just says, I myself found that Ben Soyer HaMoyer, I was sitting on his caver. Anyone who wants to join a Shomar Shove email list to what's go, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.